Well, good morning, everyone, and as always, it's a privilege and a joy to be with you.
大家早上好，像以往一样，每次和大家聚在一起都是很开心的事情。
For any who are new, whenever I've been preaching here, I've been working through the book of Ephesians.
对你们第一次来这里人的说，我是在 GPPC 的牧师，以前在这布道过。
So this morning we're simply picking up where we left off.
所以今天我们将继续讲以弗所书。
And the book of Ephesians divides roughly in half.
我们知道以弗所书大概分成两个部分。
The first three chapters are about the gospel and our Christian calling.
前三章是讲关于福音和我们作为基督徒的呼召。
And then the last three chapters are about walking worthy of that calling.
那么后三章是讲我们行事为人如何和我们的呼召来相称。
And in previous weeks, we've seen that walking worthy begins with being eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
我们已经看到我们的行事为人应当以和平为联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
It means putting off your old self and putting on the new.
就意味着我们要脱去旧人，穿上我们在基督里的新人。
It means walking as children of light.
就意味着我们要行事为人像光明之子。
Bearing the fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth.
要结良善、公义和诚实的果子。
It means walking in love.
也意味着我们要在爱中行事。
Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
就像基督爱我们，为我们舍己一样。
And it means walking in wisdom.
也要在智慧中行事。
Making the best use of the time because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
But today, of course, we come to the topic of marriage.
但今天我们要来讲婚姻这个主题。
And how to walk worthy of the gospel as a husband or as a wife.
如何作为一个丈夫或妻子行事为人与福音相称。
And the main thing I want you to see from this passage is that marriage is meant to be like a living picture of Christ and his church.
那么从这段经文中我希望大家能看到的是就是婚姻一直都是在指向基督和教会的关系。
God commands you, husbands, to fulfill the role of Christ.
对你们当中做丈夫的来说，上帝已经命令你来行使基督的角色。
By loving your wife like Jesus loves his church.
就是像基督爱教会那样爱你们的妻子。
And God commands you, wives, to fulfill the role of the church.
对于你们做妻子的，上帝已经命令你们要行使教会的角色。
By submitting to and respecting your husbands,The way the church does Christ.
正如教会顺服基督，你们也当顺服和敬重你们的丈夫。
And through this, God is inviting all of us this morning to grow in our appreciation for His grand design of marriage.
神也想借这段经文，让我们当中的每一位都更能体会神在婚姻中这个伟大的设计。
So even if you're not married,
所以即使你还没有结婚
，you might learn today how to prepare for marriage.
你今天可以学习如何为你的婚姻做准备。
How to support and pray for those who are married.
如何去支持和为那些已婚的人。
And how all of us can grow to understand the gospel better through marriage.
也可以借着婚姻来更深刻的来理解福音的意义。
Now as we turn to our text, I've got three points this morning.
那我们看这段经文，我这里会有三点。
The first is the mystery of marriage.
第一点就是婚姻的奥秘。
The second is God's command to wives.
第二点就是上帝对妻子的命令。
And then the third is God's command to husbands.
第三点就是神对丈夫的命令。
And note that we're actually going to start near the end of the passage.
那么今天我会从这段经文的结尾开始。
Because that's actually where Paul makes explicit something that's being assumed throughout the rest of the passage.
因为这段结尾就表明了保罗在整段经文中所设立的根基。
So let's start in verses 31 and 32 with the mystery of marriage.
那我们先看31节和32节就是讲婚姻的奥秘。
Paul quotes Genesis 2:24 by saying in verse 31, Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
在31节其实保罗在引用创世纪2章24节说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
And then he says this mystery is profound and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
但是接下来他却说这是极大的奥秘但我却是指着基督和教会说的。
Now when Paul speaks here of a mystery, he actually means something slightly different than we might at first think.
保罗在这里说的奥秘可能和我们平时所说的奥秘意思是不一样的。
We might think he means something that remains mysterious or remains, you know, unable to be figured out.
我们听到奥秘的时候就会觉得一些事情是没办法理解或 没办法明白的。
But Paul regularly uses this word to describe something that's now been revealed.
但在圣经中保罗却用奥秘这个词常常是指那些已经显明出来的事情。
For example, back in chapter 1, verse 9, he spoke of how God has now made known to us the mystery of his will.
比如说在以弗所书1章9节保罗就说神已经向我们显明他旨意的奥秘。
In chapter 3, he spoke of a mystery that in former generations was not made known to the sons of men.
在第三章保罗也说这个奥秘在以往的世代并没有叫人知道。
But has now been revealed to God's holy apostles and prophets.
但现今却借着神的众使徒和先知而表明出来。
So Paul's not talking here about something that remains a mystery.
所以保罗在这里说的奥秘不是说仍然还是奥秘的事情。
He's talking about something that was hidden in the Old Testament.
他是指那些曾经藏在旧约中的事情。
But now in the light of Christ, it's been revealed.
但是在基督的光中已经显明出来的事情。
And specifically, he says, the mystery is that Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 was all along about Christ and the church.
更具体的说，他其实说在他所说的奥秘就是在创世纪2章24节所说的，一直都是在指向基督和教会。
That from the very beginning when God created Adam and Eve and brought them together in marriage,
我们知道一开始神创造了亚当和夏娃，并把他们带到一起结婚。
And God's word teaches us about a husband and wife coming together as one flesh.
圣经也告诉我们妻子与丈夫要联合成为一体。
That was a mystery.
这就是个奥秘。
Because it referred to something even greater.
因为它是指向一个更伟大的事情。
It was pointing ultimately to Christ and the church.
因为它最终是指向基督和教会的。
And ultimately that's because that's what human marriage itself was referring to and designed for.
这也是人类婚姻最终所被设计所要指向的东西。
It's not that Jesus comes down to save us and dies on the cross.
这不是说等耶稣来到世上为我们的罪死在十字架上的时候。
And then God is looking around for something to, you know, use as an analogy to tell us about his relationship with us through Christ.
然后神才开始寻找一个类比让我们表让我们说明他与他子民之间的关系。
No, it goes back to the very beginning before God even created the world.
其实在创造世界以前神就已经设立了这样的一个图画。
He knew the kind of eternal relationship he would have with us.
他知道在永恒里面他和我们要有的关系。
And human marriage was designed to reflect that.
那人类的婚姻被设计就是要指向这个图画的。
And you see, human marriage is temporary.
所以我们可以看到人类的婚姻其实是暂时的。
Jesus tells us there will be no more marriage in heaven.
那主耶稣自己也说在天堂里将没有婚姻。
We will be like the angels, neither marrying nor being given in marriage.
我们就像天使一样不娶也不嫁。
But what will be in heaven is the marriage supper of the Lamb.
但我们知道在天堂里会有羔羊的婚宴。
And the never-ending marriage of Christ and his church.
有救主基督和他教会之间永远的婚姻。
So that's the greater reality to which every human marriage is intended to point.
这就是我们人类婚姻所要预表的那样一个伟大的图画。
And Paul is saying here that with the coming of Christ, it's as if the curtain has been drawn back and that great mystery has been revealed.
这就是保罗所说的，等基督来的时候，就好像帘子被拉开，让我们看到一切的事实。
We can finally see the bigger picture.
我们最终终于可以看到那一个最最伟大的图画了。
We can see why God gave husbands and wives these different roles.
我们就终于能够明白为什么丈夫给妻子神给丈夫和妻子不同的角色。
You know, it's not that the wife should submit because she's lesser.
不是说让妻子顺服丈夫是因为妻子不如丈夫。
It's not that you know we shouldn't get divorced just for some arbitrary reason because God said so.
也不是说我们离婚就因为一些很不重要的问题，因为神是也是这么说的。
There's a greater picture it's supposed to portray.
而是我们的婚姻是应当指向一个更伟大的图画。
We can now see the reason behind it.
我们现在终于可以看到背后真正的原因。
To illustrate this, I remember being in the marching band in high school.
为了说明这一点，我给大家讲一下我在高中行进乐队的经历。
And so we'd be out on the field marching around.
我们会在场上走来走去。
The band director would be yelling at us through a megaphone.
那指挥的人会借着那个扩音器向我们呼喊指令。
Bullard, move forward.
他会说 ，Bullard， 往前走一点。
Back up a step.
说往后退一步。
You move slower here or faster there.
你在这边要慢点走，在这边要快一点走。
And from down on the field, you're like, what's the big reason for that?
如果你在场下的时候，你就会觉得这有什么意义
？It doesn't feel like it makes much difference.
我看不出有什么不同。
But of course, from up high, where the director is.
但是我们知道，当指挥者站在高处的时候
，He can see the shape that you're supposed to be making.
他能看到我们应当组成的队形。
He can see where you're out of alignment or the circle isn't, you know, the way it's supposed to be.
他可以看出你已经离了队了，然后也看到这个圆形并不是那么圆。
But down on the field, it's just a mystery to you.
但你在场上走的时候，这对你来说就是一个奥秘一样的事情。
You're just blindly following the commands.
你什么也看不见，只能完全听他的指令。
And you see, that's sort of what marriage was like before the coming of Christ.
这个就是让我们想起婚姻在基督来之前的时候就是这个样子。
You know, people knew something of the roles they were supposed to fulfill.
人们也理解一些说在婚姻中的各种角色。
But they only partially understood why.
但是他们只是对为什么只能明白一点点。
And here Paul is saying, for us as Christians, we can see the big picture.
但是保罗说，作为基督徒，我们却能看到这一个完整的最终的图画。
This profound mystery has been revealed.
那么这个极大的奥秘已经被显明出来。
We can see why God has commanded these things.
我们可以也能明白为什么神会给出这样的命令。
And with so much greater clarity, understand how husband and wife are meant to relate to one another.
我们也更能够明白丈夫和妻子刚怎样彼此相待。
And just think of the glorious purpose that this reveals about marriage.
我们也可以想象一下，借着婚姻，神所要展现给我们这样一个荣耀的画面。
In the wisdom of God, every child coming into this world.Is supposed to be able to look at the way daddy loves mommy.
按照神的智慧，每一个来到这个世上的孩子，他们都可以看到说爸爸是怎么爱妈妈的。
And the way mommy respects daddy.
那妈妈又是怎样顺服爸爸的。
And understand something of Christ and his love for his church.
他们就会因此明白一些基督对教会的爱。
In the wisdom of God, unbelievers who may not come to church.
在神的智慧之中，我们也知道，对于那些不信的人，他们可能不来教会。
Who may not care to listen to our preaching.
他们也不愿意听我们的讲道。
They will still see your marriages.
但他仍然可以看见我们的婚姻。
And through your marriages, they could see something of what the gospel is like.
可以借着我们的婚姻，可以体会一些福音的信息。
And in the wisdom of God, you yourself.
在神的智慧之中，我们自己本身也是。
As you strive to love or respect your spouse,
当你努力去爱你的配偶或敬重你的配偶的时候
，and you receive their love or respect towards you,
或者当你得到你配偶的爱和敬重的时候
，you through marriage can grow in your appreciation for Christ and the gospel and His perfect love.
那么借着婚姻，你也能更多的体会神基督对你的爱和对在婚姻中的计划。
So marriage is this mystery that's been revealed.
所以我们知道说婚姻是那已经被显明的奥秘。
And it's meant to display Christ as church.
它本应当来展现基督与教会的关系。
Now in light of that, let's now look more carefully at the commands God gives to wives and husbands.
那么在这基础上让我们更认真地看一下神对丈夫和妻子的命令。
So first, and our second point is the command to wives.
那么就是第二点，就是说神对妻子的命令。
Look with me again at verses 22 through 24.
我们再看一下22节到24节。
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，正如基督是教会的头，是他的身体，也是教会全体的救主。
Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands.
正如教会顺服基督，妻子也当照样顺服，在凡事上顺服自己的丈夫。
Now notice here that Paul calls for an unqualified, extensive submission.
这里可以看到保罗所要求的是一个完全的、一个没有条件的顺服。
He says, "Submit as to the Lord."
他所说的顺服是如同顺服主。
And submit in everything.
而且是凡事顺服。
Now, of course, there's always an implicit exception.
当然，当中经常会，当然一直会有一些隐藏的例外。
A wife should never submit to her husband by following him into sin.
如果你跟从你的丈夫一起犯罪，那么这时候就不要去顺服你的丈夫。
Never do what God forbids or omit what God commands.
不要去做神所禁止的事情，或者也不要忽略神所给的命令。
We always obey the higher authority.
你一直是要遵守，一直要顺服更高的权柄。
And if you as a wife are ever unsure about something and what you should do, go to your church elders.
如果有一些时候你不太确信自己应该怎么做的时候，就去找教会的长老。
God has called them to help guide you through difficult situations.
因为神已经呼召那些长老，让他们在你有困难的时候给你一些引导。
And to hold your husband accountable as well.
并且让你的丈夫也承担他所当的责任。
So don't submit to a husband who's trying to cut you off from their counsel.
所以如果你的丈夫在努力阻止你去寻找这些咨询的时候，你就不要顺服自己的丈夫。
But having said that, of course, the point Paul is emphasizing here is obviously not those exceptions, but the rule.
所以我们看到保罗在这里强调的不是说一些例外的情况，而是说我们一些普通的原则。
The question you should be asking isn't when can I not submit, but how can I submit?
那你应当问自己的问题就不是说我什么时候应当不去顺服，而是说我应当如何去顺服。
Even when I disagree.
即使在我和他我不同意他的做法的时候。
Even when my husband's not being the most respectable.
即使在我丈夫不值得被敬重的时候。
Even when my husband's not stepping forward and leading in the way God calls him to.
即使在我丈夫没有站出来按照神所呼召他的样子去带领的时候。
How can I find a way to conduct myself to reflect the church and her relationship to Christ?
那么我当如何尽我所能的去来彰显基督与教会的关系。
Right, because that's the picture you're called to portray.
这个是神让我们所描绘的一种图画。
And in doing so, you will face two great temptations.
那你看到在此你将面临两个试探。
First, there's the temptation to try to take matters into your own hands when you think you could lead better than him.
第一个试探就是说，当你觉得说你会比你丈夫带领更好的时候，你会努力的把事情抓在自己的手里。
Because there will be things you're better at.
因为可能会有些事情你做的比你丈夫更好。
Yeah, scenarios in which you're better informed.
Sorry.
Ways in which you might be better informed.
有些事情我们可能会知道的更多。
You might even have more natural leadership traits in some ways than your husband.
你可能天生就比他在某些方面更有领导力。
Yeah, maybe you're more the visionary.
你可能更有远见。
He's very content with the status quo.
你的丈夫已经安于现状。
But you want to see your family more involved in church.
但你却希望你的家人更多的参与教会的活动中。
You're recognizing needs that your kids have.
你可能更看到孩子有很多的需要。
You want to see changes to help meet them.
你可能想改变一些事情，想帮助他们。
Maybe you're more well-read than your husband.
也或许你比你丈夫读的书更多。
You know more theology.
你可能在神学方面知道的更多。
You're better able to ask the right questions when it comes to picking a church or choosing a Christian book to read.
当你去选一个教会或者选一本书来读的时候，你可能更知道说如何去寻找。
And these are areas where it can be very tempting to just want to take the reins and take charge.
那这些都是让你非常能够有试探的地方，因为这个时候你就更想把事情抓在自己的手里。
And many times your husband may be happy to let you do it.
而且有时候可能你先生也乐于让你这样去做。
But again, you have to realize that if you do that, it begins to undermine the picture that marriage is meant to paint.
但你必须要认识到，如果你这样做的时候，你将损害这个婚姻所要面。所要描绘的图画。
And it will stunt your husband's growth as a leader.
也会损害你丈夫做个领导者所应有的成长。
Instead, you have to find a way to encourage him to lead.
所以你必须找到一个方法去鼓励他。
And to support him to fulfill his role properly.
去帮助他去完成他自己当父的责任和角色。
You think of it sort of like a soccer team.
我们可以想到一个足球队。
You know, if the coach puts you at goalie,
如果教练把你放在一个守门员的位置，
it will not help the team for you to run up the field and try to score the goals because you're a better shooter than the person that was at striker.
如果你从守门员的位置跑开去努力去射门得分的话，这个对整个队不是有帮助的一件事，尽管你觉得你比那个先锋更能够射球得分。
You have to fulfill your position for the good of the team.
你必须守在你自己的位置上，努力打好。
And God has given you the role that you have.
神已经赋予你自己的角色。
Right, each one of us is right where we're supposed to be.
我们每个人所在的位置都是神让我们所处的位置。
So instead of taking your husband's place where he lacks competence or assertiveness,
所以与其把你的丈夫的职责拿到自己的手里，当他不是那么有能力，当他没有做出决断的时候，
consider how you can be the kind of helper who nurtures and encourages him to be the leader God has called him to be.
你要想想自己可以怎么去帮助他，让他能够更像神呼召他那样成为一个领导者。
Because if he thinks, you know, if I don't do it, my wife will.
因为他可能会想说，哦，这件事如果我不做，我妻子肯定会去做的。
You know, or if I try, my wife's going to make me feel foolish.
或者他会想说，即使我做了，如果我犯了一些错误，我的妻子会觉得我很笨。
He's not going to do anything at all.
那他就会什么都不做了。
But if instead he hears, I respect you.
但是如果相反，他听到了说，我敬重你。
I'm with you.
我支持你。
I'm here to offer my full support.
我在这里完全的支持你。
And prepared to follow where you lead.
无论你如何带领，我都会跟随。
Now he feels the weight of responsibility.
他能感到这种责任的重大。
And the call to rise to the occasion.
他也能奋起，然后担当这个角色。
In other words, the level of respect you give your husband is going to tend to pull him toward it.
那就换句话说，你对你丈夫这个敬重的程度，就是会把你的丈夫拉向那一边。
If you show him little respect, it tends to pull him down.
如果你对你丈夫的敬重只有一点点，你就会把他拉下来。
If you show him great respect, it tends to pull him up.
如果你对你的丈夫敬重很多，你就会把他推上去。
Right, so resist the temptation to take things into your own hands.
所以我们一定要抵挡把事情抓在自己手里的这样一个试探。
Submit and respect him instead.
而是要敬重和顺服自己的丈夫。
Now this brings us to a second temptation.
那么在这里我们看到会有第二个试探。
Which is to show him the level of respect he deserves rather than the level of respect God calls you to give him.
就是说给他所配得的敬重，还是说给他神所呼召的当得的敬重。
Notice in the text there are no conditionals.
在这里我们看到在经文中并没有附加条件。
You know, the respect here is not earned.
也看到说丈夫所得的敬重不是他赚得的。
It's respect that's commanded because God has made your husband your head.
这个敬重是神的命令，因为他是你的头。
And the word submit in Greek is the word hupotasso.
在希腊文中敬重顺服这个词是 hupotasso,
which means to place oneself under or to rank beneath,
就是说你自愿的把自己放在别人之下或在别人之后。
Right, so fundamentally submission is about recognizing that God has placed you under your husband.
所以从根本上讲顺服就是要认识到说神已经把你放在丈夫之下。
And you submit to him primarily for Jesus' sake, not his?
你顺服你自己的丈夫是因着基督的缘故，不是因着你丈夫的缘故。
And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that this is difficult.
我们也很重要的要看到说这个实际是很困难的一件事情。
It's hard to be in a vulnerable position.
因为处于一个弱者的位置通常是很难的。
You know, to be led by a man who's a sinner.
特别是带领你的人他也是个罪人。
I mean, sometimes he's going to make bad decisions.
有时候他将会要做一些错误的决定。
And you'll be able to see that more clearly than he does.
而你却比他能更清楚地看到这一点。
You know, sometimes he just won't understand you.
有些时候他根本就没办法理解你。
And no matter how hard you try to explain yourself, he just doesn't get it.
无论你如何去解释，他都是不能明白。
And sometimes he'll be prideful.
有时候他可能是很傲慢的。
Selfish.
很自私的。
Not acting towards you in love.
并没有以爱来待你。
And this is why submission in marriage, just like everything in the Christian life, is ultimately an act of faith.
这就为什么说在婚姻中的顺服，就像在基督徒生活中其他各个方面一样，实际上都是对神一个信心的行为。
It's about trusting God.
是关乎你是否信靠神。
That He's the one who's truly in control.
可以信靠神是掌管一切的神。
That it's not your job to try to manipulate a certain outcome.
不是，这个不是说你来掌控事情以达到你想要的结果。
It's to simply trust and obey.
只是信而顺服。
And know that when you submit to your husband,
当你顺服你自己的丈夫，
it pleases the Lord.
这是让神所喜悦的事情。
And it helps to portray this picture that marriage was all along intended to paint.
也能让你的婚姻能够表明出基督与教会这样一直以来所要表明的关系。
And you can trust that God is the one who is working all things together for your good.
你也可以信靠说神是让万事互相效力，叫你得益处的神。
So strive to be like the church towards Christ.
我们要努力地活出教会像基督的那个样子。
Now lest we think that because the wives have this difficult task of submission, that the husband has it easy,
但是如果你觉得说、哦、因着顺服妻子的角色就很难，那丈夫的好像就看起来容易一点。
Let's look at the third point, which is God's command to husbands.
那我们来看一下第三点，就是神对丈夫的命令。
And Paul continues in verse 25, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
所以在以弗所书五章二十五，保罗继续说，说你们做丈夫的当爱你们的妻子，就如基督爱教会，为他舍己。
Now Jesus gave himself up for his church by dying on the cross for her sins.
我们知道说基督为教会的罪死在十字架上，他为了教会舍去了自己的性命。
We all rebelled against God.
我们都是不顺服的人。
We've broken his commandments.
我们都违背了神的命令。
We've expressed our hatred for him with every sin we've committed.
我们每次犯罪其实都是对神一种不敬重。
And yet God in His infinite love for us,
但神在他永恒的爱中
comes to earth in the person of Jesus Christ,
以基督耶稣的样式来到这个世界上
and offers Himself as a sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins.
为我们的罪付了代价，他自己死在十字架上。
That is how Jesus loves His bride.
这就是看到说基督如何爱他的配偶。
And that is how God calls each and every husband to love his wife.
这也是神以此来呼召丈夫当如何爱他的妻子。
So the wife is called to submit, which is hard.
我们知道说神让妻子顺服丈夫，这是很难的事情。
But the husband's called to die.
但是神却呼召丈夫要舍命。
This means laying down all self-interest.
这就意味着他把自己所有的喜好都放下。
And loving your wife with the unconditional self-sacrificial love of Christ.
以基督那无私的奉献的爱来爱你的妻子。
It means using the leadership that God has given you to make every decision with her best interest in mind.
这也意味着说你做的每一个决定都要想到你妻子的最佳利益。
And just think of God's wisdom in this.
我们也在其中可以看到神的智慧。
God calls your wife to submit to your decisions.
神让妻子顺服你一切的决定。
But he calls you to make every decision for her good, not yours.
但神却呼召丈夫，让丈夫做决定的时候，都是为了妻子的益处，不是为了丈夫的益处。
And that's what you'll be held accountable for on Judgment Day.
这也是在审判的日子，你要为此负责的。
She's accountable for submitting.
她在审判的日子将为自己的顺服而负责。
But you're the one that has to figure out what does she need.
但你必须要明白你的妻子到底需要什么。
Not necessarily just giving her whatever she wants.
而不是说只给她她想要的东西。
But what will actually be for her good?
而是什么对她是真正是有益处的。
How can you lead your family in a way that will prioritize the benefit and the good of your wife?
那你如何来带领你的家庭，在你的家庭设立优先次序， 使一切事情都是为了你妻子的益处呢？
And as soon as you start making decisions based on selfishness,
等你一旦说按照自己的喜好去做决定的时候，
you are abusing your authority.
你就在滥用你自己的权利。
God has not given you authority to make decisions for you and your benefit.
神给你这样一个权利，不是让你为自己的益处去做出一些决定。
He calls you to give yourself up for your wife.
他而是让你为妻子而舍己。
Like Jesus gave himself up for you.
就像基督为我们舍己一样。
Now what exactly does seeking your wife's good look like?
那么寻求你妻子的益处到底是什么样呢？
Well, look at verses 26 and 27.
我们看一下以弗所书五章二十六到二十七节。
Paul again points us to Jesus.
神在这里指向基督。
Who gave himself up for his church that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
基督为教会舍己，使他成圣，并且用道为他洗净。使教会可以呈现给自己满有荣耀没有斑点没有皱纹等类的病使她圣洁没有瑕疵的
In other words, your wife's good is her spiritual good.
换句话说你妻子益处是她属灵方面的益处
Her sanctification.
她的成圣
Because that's what Jesus seeks for his church.
因为这就是基督为教会所寻求的
And so ask yourself, what are you doing to wash your wife in the water of the word?
所以你要问问自己，你到底在做些什么，让神的道来洗净你的妻子
？What are you doing to help her grow spiritually？
你怎样来帮助她在属灵方面有所成长
？To prioritize the spiritual needs of your family。
并且在以她的属灵益处是在计划你自己家里的事情。
How are you taking leadership to ensure that you're praying together？
你如何在带领全家一起祷告？
Reading and hearing God's word together.
一起读神的话和一起来听神的道。
Being integrally involved in the life of the church together.
如何带领全家一起来参与教会的事情。
You know, are you the one that just sits back and waits for your wife to get up the kids and get them ready for church?
你是不是就自己坐在那里让你妻子来把孩子叫起来然后把他们准备好去教会呢
So you actually make it there on time?
Pardon me?
So that you actually make it there on time?
这样你自己也能按时的到教会。
Or do you take spiritual leadership?
或者是你在属灵方面已经做了领导的权。
And say to the family, these are the things that we need to prioritize.
所以这些是我们优先考虑的事情。
Here's how we can prepare.
那我们现在可以以此来做准备。
Here are important spiritual conversations we should be having as a family or a couple.
这些是我们在家庭聚在一起的时候所应该谈论的话题。
Here's how we're going to bring scripture and God's word into our daily lives.
这是我们应当在我们的日常生活中把神的话也应用到其中。
Right, husbands, you are to be pushing your family to grow spiritually.
做丈夫的你应该来推动全家在属灵上有所成长。
That's infinitely more important than any amount of money you could provide for them.
这些比你为全家提供物质上的需要更加重要。
Any career path your children could be put on?
比你自己的职业的规划也更为重要。
Anything else you could do for your wife?
那无论你为妻子你做什么事情。
The spiritual interests of your family are the priority.
无论你为她做什么事情，那你妻子属灵方面的益处都是比其他更重要的。
Notice also here why a husband should love his wife.
我们也在这里能看到为什么一个丈夫应当爱他的妻子。
It says in verse 27 that Jesus loved his church so that he might present her to himself in splendor.
在二十七节说，基督爱他的教会，以至于他可以把献给自己，满有荣耀。
In other words, it's not that Jesus loved his church because of her beauty.
这就是说，基督爱教会不是因为教会是美丽的。
He loved his church so that she might grow in true beauty.
他爱教会是为了让教会因他的爱而成为美丽。
And husbands, the same is true of you.
那对于丈夫来说也是如此。
You are not called merely to love your wife because of her beauty, but so that she would grow in true beauty.
你爱你的妻子不是说因她的美貌，而是让你的妻子因你的爱成家更加美丽。
And that means that just as Jesus laid down his life and died for us when we were actively sinning against him,
这就是也是说为当我们还在犯罪得罪神的时候，基督就已经为我们舍命。
You must love your wife in her darkest, ugliest moments as well.
所以在你妻子即使在她最黑暗、最丑陋的时候，你也应当如此爱她。
Just as Jesus has loved us with a steadfast, never-ending love.
正如基督用一个坚定的、永不止息的爱来爱我们。
You must love your wife no matter what, through thick and thin.
你也应当如此爱你的妻子，无论生活是好是坏。
I mean, this is one of the reasons why divorce is so tragic.
这就是为什么离婚是如此悲哀的事情。
It completely mars the picture of the love of Christ for His church.
因为它完全损害了基督对教会的爱的图画。
And you must love your wife with a kind of love that will make her feel secure.
你必须得爱你的妻子，让她因你的爱而感到安全。
That assures her you have eyes for no other.
让她知道你对别人无所爱慕。
That assures her that no matter what she does or how she fails.
让她知道无论她做了什么，无论她有怎样的失败。
You love her.
你仍然爱她。
You will never leave her or forsake her.
你永远不会离开她，也不会放弃她。
And a love that assures her that no matter what happens or what the future may hold.
也让她知道说无论将来发生什么，无论未来是什么样子的。
She is precious to you.
她对你都是至为宝贵的。
She will be your priority.
她是你的，在你那里是优先的。
And her interests are more important than your own.
她的益处比你的益处更为重要。
And brothers, this is a high calling that none of us can fulfill in our own strength.
那么弟兄们，我们知道说这是一个崇高的呼召，如果用我们自己的力量，我们完全没有办法做到。
It is a challenging thing for your wife to submit to her husband.
我们知道对你们的妻子来说，顺服你是一个很有挑战的事情。
But husbands,
但是对丈夫来说，
you have to be like Christ himself.
你却要像基督那样子。
You are called to reflect God.
你是要来彰显神的。
And the only way you can do that is when, as Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says,
你唯一能做到这一点的是，就像加勒太书二章二十节所说
，You have been crucified with Christ.
你已经和基督同钉十字架。
And it is no longer you who live.
现在活着的不再是你。
But Christ who lives in you.
那是基督在你里面活着。
And the life which you live in the flesh, you live by faith in the Son of God.
你如今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活。
Who loved you and gave himself for you.
他爱你，为你舍己。
You see, the moment you take your eyes off of Christ, you will fall in marriage.
你可以看到说，当你的眼睛一旦离开耶稣的时候，你在婚姻中必然失败。
But the more you allow His grace,
当你让他的恩典
and His faithfulness,
他的信实
and His love to wash over you day by day,
和他的爱日复一日的来洗刷你的时候，
the more you will be able to live out your calling as a husband.
你就能活出丈夫这样一个崇高的护照。
And realize that even when your wife is unreceptive,
你也要认识到即使在你的妻子对你的爱没有反应的时候，
even if it feels at times like she throws your love back in your face,
即使在你觉得说她对你的爱不理不睬，
you can be reminded that that's how we all are toward Christ.
你要提醒自己说有好多时候我们也是这样对我们的主耶稣基督的。
Our faithfulness is like a morning cloud.
我们的信实其实就像早晨的云彩。
Our love like a mist that vanishes.
而我们的爱就像早晨那样迷失的雾气。
But the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
但是主耶稣那坚定的爱却永不止息。
And His mercies never come to an end.
他的怜悯也不至于断绝。
They are new every morning.
每早晨都是新的。
Great is His faithfulness.
他的信实何其广大。
And so just as Jesus never divorces us,
就像主耶稣从来不会离弃我们，
never lets go of us,
也不会放弃我们，
never ceases to love us with his perfect and everlasting love,
而是以他那完全的永恒的爱永远的爱我们。
Brother, love your wife like that.
弟兄们，你们也当如此爱你们的妻子。
And notice finally here the result that kind of love will have.
我们这最终要看一下说这样的爱到底有什么样的结果。
Because we see here, we're reminded here that in the end, through Jesus' love for us, we will be presented to him in splendor.
可以看到说最后的时候因着基督的爱我们可以被 荣耀地展现在基督的面前。
Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
没有玷污也没有皱纹。
Jesus will have the reward for which he died.
耶稣有他为之而死的一个奖赏。
Though we may have resisted him a million times,
尽管我们常常抵挡他。
In the end, we will be made beautiful by his love.
最终我们会因他的爱成为美丽。
And that's why Paul goes on to say in verses 28 and 29 that he who loves his wife loves himself.
这就是为什么保罗在接下来28节到29节说爱妻子的就是爱自己了。
Because ultimately you will reap the consequences of how you love or fail to love your wife.
因为最终你将收获你爱妻子或者你不爱妻子的结果。
She is your body.
她是你的身体。
God has made you one flesh.
神已经使你们成为一体了。
And she will either blossom like a flower under the sunshine of your love.
她或许在你的爱中，在你的爱的滋润下，可以像一朵花一样盛开。
Or she will wilt like a plant in a dark desert.
或者她会像在黑暗中的黑暗的荒漠中的一个植物一样那样枯萎。
So love your wife as your own flesh.
所以要爱你们的妻子如同爱自己。
Because just as Christ has his church presented to him in splendor because of his love.
就像基督可以把教会荣耀地展现自己因着他自己的大爱。
You too will reap the consequences of your love for her.
你最终也会收获你对他爱所带来的结果。
Now as we conclude,
到最后
I want to say that I know this morning's message has been a hard one.
我知道说今天早的信息是一个很难的信息。
I mean, who among us doesn't fall short?
我们当中谁是没有过犯的呢？
I'm guessing if we could somehow paint a picture of each of the marriages in this room, there would be some that don't look much like Christ and his church.
我觉得说如果我们为我们当中的每个婚姻画一幅图画的时候，必然会有一些婚姻并不像基督和教会那样。
But I want to close by reminding you that the same gospel which our marriages are meant to reflect.
那我想再次提醒你的是，说你的婚姻所要彰显的福音
is also the gospel of all grace.
是完全有是满有神恩典的福音
It's a gospel that assures us that in spite of all of our sin and failure.
这个福音确保我们，尽管我们有各样的罪，尽管我们有各样的失败。
When we repent and trust in Christ, we have forgiveness through His blood.
当我们悔改信靠主，我们在他那里永远有被饶恕。
That God Himself is our Savior.
那上帝自己就是我们的救主。
And though we may have made a royal mess of things,
我们可能把事情搞得一塌糊涂。
Christ has come to set all things right.
但基督已经来了，使一切都更新。
And so if you've realized today that you've not at all been the husband or wife God calls you to be,
或许你今天意识到你根本就没有去履行你神呼召你的丈夫和妻子的那样。
I want you to see that you do not have to be identified by your failures.
那我想让你看到说你完全不必被你那些失败所定义。
You can turn to your spouse today and confess your sin.
你可以今天就转向你自己的配偶向他承认你的罪。
And regardless of how they respond, you can trust in Christ's forgiveness.
无论他们对之反应如何，你永远可以相信说，在基督里有永远有饶恕。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can begin to live out your calling in marriage with new strength.
那么今天，因着圣灵的大能，你可以有更新的力量，重新活出在你婚姻中的呼召。
Today, you can begin to live out this role that God has designed for you.
你今天就可以 活出神为你设计所呼召你活出的这样的一个角色。
And rely on the strength God will give to fulfill it.
我们唯有依靠圣灵的大能，神所赐给的力量，才能这样去做。
And I pray finally for all of us.
那么最后我将为我们所有的人祷告。
Even if you're not yet married.
尽管你还没有结婚。
That we would leave here today praising God for the wisdom and the beauty of His design.
那我们今天仍然可以感谢神、赞美神，因着他在婚姻中所设立的智慧的和美丽的设计。
Seeing the way that our marriages are meant to reflect the greater marriage of Christ and His people.
我们也能够明白，我们在地上的婚姻实际是指向基督和教会、神和他子民之间的关系。
So may God strengthen us to prepare and then to live that out.
愿神能够赐给我们力量，预备我们，使我们活出那样的一个图画。
Let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage.
神啊，我们为你赐给我们的婚姻而向你献上感恩。
We thank you that through marriage we can see a greater one.
我们感谢你，借着婚姻，我们可以看到那个更伟大的婚姻。
We thank you for your perfect and never-ending love.
我们感谢你，因你向我们有那样完全的、不止息的爱。
That in the midst of the ugliness of our sin,
在我们丑陋的罪恶之中，
you have set your love on us.
你已经爱我们，为你自舍己来爱我们。
And Lord, I pray especially for any who are here who have yet to receive your love.
我为我们当中的每一位来祷告。
Give them grace that even today they would repent and turn to Christ.
对那些还没有信你的人，求助你给他们恩典，让他们可以悔改，来转向你，来接受你做救主。
And trust in Him alone for salvation.
来相信你，必给他们救恩。
And help all of us who have received Christ to walk worthy of the gospel of Christ.
也帮助我们已经相信你的人，让我们行事为人与我们蒙召的恩相称。
And may our marriages reflect Christ and His church.
愿我们的婚姻可以彰显基督与教会。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.